councils, residents and green groups had said the government's approval of the runway was flawed because of unfair public consultations. Now, the group argued that the decision was at odds with climate change targets as well. And Lord Justice Carnwath, sitting in the High Court behind me here in London, upheld the argument that the government's policy support for a third runway will need to be looked at again. Now, the Department for Transport vowed to robustly defend that third runway plan. But the coalition here today, which sought the judicial review into the government's decision made in 2003, confirmed in January last year, includes six local authorities, Greenpeace and also the Campaign to Protect Rural England. The judge said it needs to be looked at again, particularly in respect to climate change policy. Lord Adonis, Transport Minister, obviously said it's running at full capacity, Heathrow. A new runway would help and secure jobs and economic growth as we come out of recession. I'm joined by the MP, the Conservative MP for Putney, Justine Green. And good morning, Justine. You're delighted, aren't you?
I'm absolutely thrilled on behalf of our local community that the judge has stood up for people and told the government they've got their judgment fundamentally wrong and they should drop these plans.
Well, what about what Lord Adonis said there? It would secure economic growth as we come out of recession. The Heathrow is at capacity. What would you say to that?
The judge has said that Lord Adonis's department's decisions, Jeff Hoon, his predecessor's decision, was, and I quote, against common sense and the law. So they're just simply wrong. And what really worries me is that even today, having been told by the judge that the decision was badly flawed, after this whole process has been full of duplicity and incompetence from ministers, even today, they still don't get it and they still don't realise that they need to drop these plans. And I have to say, you know, it's not a good day for democracy, because what it shows is that until we get a government in power that's actually going to listen to people, a Conservative government that will drop these plans, ministers are still going to push on with it, which I find amazing.
But you want to support the economy, you want to support business. You know, we need another Heathrow. What's your alternative?
Well, the best way to support London's economy is to make sure it's a place where people want to come and work and live. And if we have a third runway, the aircraft noise will simply make people want to move out of London. The people who cram onto the tubes every day, go into the city and do the deals that keep our city ticking, are my constituents. They are people in West London, South West London. So you've got to find a balance, and this government's never realised that from the word go. It's never put any premium on the quality of life, and that was its biggest mistake.
But your alternative to a third runway is?
Well, you're quite right. We do need an alternative, which is why we talked about having a high-speed rail link. About a third of the flights at Heathrow, which is, as Lord Adonis says, clogged up.
The government's put plans, haven't they, forward for the high-speed rail link as well?
Well, they're quite modest, actually, if you look. Their plans just go, I think, to Birmingham and a bit further north. But we need something a bit more ambitious, which is what we've talked about from the word go. So high-speed rail going right up north, and then that will relieve pressure on Heathrow. But also, we've got to find a balance for Londoners, and I think that's what the judges told ministers today. It's a shame that they seem determined to ignore even the High Court now.
No airport in the Thames Estuary, Boris's plan?
Well, if you're Mayor of London, you're always going to look at alternatives, and that's what the Mayor's doing right now. I think the moral of the Heathrow story is, when you do that, you've got to be careful, and it's got to be based on real facts and not fantasies, which is what ministers had in the Heathrow decision.
Justine Greening, MP for Putney, thank you very much. I'm also joined here, Larry, by Ben Stewart from Greenpeace. You're obviously delighted as well, Ben.
We're absolutely delighted, yes. I mean, effectively, what the judge has done is ruled that the government with this Heathrow third runway as it stands at the moment, and what that does is really leave their policy in tatters. And that's absolutely great news, not only for environmental campaigners but for the local residents down by Heathrow, whose lives have been really blighted by the umming and ahhing over this decision. And I think now is the moment for the government to end the uncertainty, pull the plug on this runway and start actually investing in a sustainable transport policy.
They're just going to appeal and it will go ahead, won't it, Ben?
I don't think so, no. I think this runway is not going to be built now. I mean, effectively, the government now would have to go over so many hurdles. It would be like a donkey trying to do the Grand National. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Ben, thank you very much. And well, as I said, Lord Adonis said the airport is at full capacity. They need that new third runway, say the government. It would help secure jobs and economic growth as we come out of recession. So it will rumble and we'll see what happens from here.